Welcome to Insights for Eternity with Pastor John Edmiston. In-depth Bible teaching that will prepare you for life and for ministry. If you would like some formal training, which is very affordable, go to his website at harvesttimeinstitute.org. That is HARVESTIME Institute.org. Now, open your Bibles as we listen to today's lesson.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Insights for Eternity. God bless you all, and we're going through some marvelous words of Jesus today from the Sermon on the Mount. It's recorded in Matthew and in Luke. They're just slightly different versions, things arranged in a slightly different order. And here we're going to compare the passages in Luke and in Matthew to get some real insights about what Jesus was meaning and how the Christian life should be conducted. And in the last session, we looked at some pretty big important principles that God treats us as we treat others, that we should treat others as we would like to be treated under the same circumstances, that we're to bless those who curse us, and we're to return good to people, and we're to react in spiritual ways and not in carnal ways, because it's going to be measured back to us in the same way that we measure out to other people. So there's some pretty big principles we learned last time in the last few verses. Before we get into this week's program, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the insight and the correction and the blessing it brings to us. We ask now that as we dig deep into your word, that you will show us wonderful things out of your Bible and strengthen us spiritually in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's start here with verse 39. Jesus also told them a parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take out that speck that is in your eye," when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Goes on then, for no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, are they? Nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil, for out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. When a flood came, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So what's it talking about here? It's talking about our nature, and it's talking about who we are in the depths of our soul. Let's start at the beginning. It says, he told them a parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? So there are people that are spiritually blind. They do not see what Jesus is talking about when he says, love your neighbor as yourself, or love your enemies and do good to those. They don't see that as something good. They think that's foolish. And they reject the teaching of Jesus, and they reject the fact that heaven is watching over their life, and they go and they do their own things. And you shouldn't follow a spiritual leader who is obviously spiritually blind, someone who is full of hate and rage and is getting angry and does not have a life that is winsome, a life that is, a life that is out of sorts, that is not spiritually good. You've got to look for people who have good fruit in their life and follow them, and not follow These foolish people who claim many things, but they're obviously very bitter people, and we see them all over the place in Christianity, don't follow a bitter, angry, or blind, or foolish spiritual leader. It says, a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. You've got to be trained by God. You've got to be trained by Jesus. You can't be hard-headed. You can't be running around doing things your own way. You've got to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And then it goes on and talks about the speck and the log. It's quite humorous here. It says, if you can't go around correcting people and say, oh, let me take this tiny little speck out of your eye when you've got a great big log sticking out of your own eye. We are not to be spiritual hypocrites. We're not to go around inspecting everyone else's spiritual life when our spiritual life is completely out of order, completely out of whack. So there are times when people have criticized me or other people, and they go, oh, there's something wrong with Pastor John and something wrong with this other pastor. And they're always criticizing pastors and spiritual leaders and accusing them of this and excusing them of that. And that's not good. It's not a right thing. They're forever picking away at people when they themselves are in a disordered kind of life. So God isn't going to bless you until you get your act together and you're kind to people, you're merciful to people, you stop being critical of your pastor, your elders, or your Bible study leader, or your friends, or your family. Stop having a critical spirit. A critical spirit will do much damage to your life. You'll find out soon you've got no friends. And in some cases, I knew someone who was unemployable because she kept on nagging people and correcting people. She'd go to work and say, this is wrong with this and this is wrong with that. And she was so super righteous that no one could stand her and the whole workplace would push against her and she'd be pushed out of that job. And because she was bright, she'd get another job and she'd be pushed out of that job. I don't think she ever held a job for 2 years. And eventually now she's completely unemployed and dependent on other people. So if you know people like that with a critical spirit, gradually they will curse themselves because the watchers in heaven will watch them and say, look at this person. They're nasty. They're always, and eventually they will run out of blessing because they're not blessing people. They're always criticizing people. And God's blessings will drift off their life and they will be left to themselves in the world as this other person I know was. And now she's in ill health. Now she is not in good shape at all, unemployed, in great distress, and she's still super righteous. She's still judgmental. And as she has measured unto others, unfortunately, that's coming back to her and she can't be corrected. So don't be like that. It will bring disaster on your own life. Don't walk into those kind of disasters. Start being merciful. Start being kind. Start being someone who is not easily offended or doesn't go around criticizing other people. Because as your kindness and compassion comes out from you, as you stop criticizing other people, then God's going to bless you. The watchers in heaven will look at this person. They have a gracious tongue. They're kind. They're good. We will promote that person because the spirit in them is good. They're not proud. They're not nasty. We will go and we will bless that person. That's what heaven's thinking. Remember, you're always being watched from the heavenly realms. So it keeps on going about good fruit and bad fruit. Now, let's read this. For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor grapes picked from a bramble bush. So it's not talking about an individual tree. It's talking about the species. Fig trees bear figs, bramble bushes bear brambles. And there are different species and kinds of people. Some people are wicked, and they are described as such in Proverbs and throughout the Bible. And a wicked person is a certain kind of spiritual plant. Of course, they can repent, they can change their type, they can go from wicked to being righteous. But while they are staying in the wicked state of spiritual being, they will only bear toxic fruit. So if you see someone that's negative and angry, someone who is bitter, someone who is nasty, someone who takes every chance they get to put other people down, they will remain that way. They will not bear good fruit at all. They will bear bitter and toxic fruit because they have a wicked heart. If you find someone who is immensely greedy and stingy, they will remain that way and their fruit will be greedy and stingy and materialistic because that's their deep nature as a human being. If, on the other hand, you find someone who is compassionate, That is their type, that is their tree. Then their fruits will be works of compassion. If you find someone who's naturally good and kind and thoughtful, then their works, their fruit, will be good, kind, and thoughtful, because they're that kind of spiritual tree. They're that kind of plant. They're that kind of human being. And so when we look at the fruit, what's the fruit being born? Then we can figure out what the person is like. Don't look at their claims. Don't look at their words. Look at who they are deep down. So if you hear a preacher and he's boasting this and boasting that, and you look at that person's life, and they're full of money and they've got this and they've got that, but they never share their money with anyone else. It's give me, give me, give me, make me important. They're full of pride. They're full of materialism. They've got the Rolex watch on their wrist and everything else like that. Aha, this person is boastful. This person is greedy. This person is wanting money from their followers who are poor. This person maybe doesn't have any good fruit, particularly if they're running around abusing rivals in the ministry and things like that. Aha, I see bad fruit. So it must be a bad tree. On the other hand, if you see someone who's constantly doing good works, who's helping the poor, who's preaching the gospel, who's humble, who's kind, aha, we see good fruit. There must be a good tree. So look for the people that are bearing good fruit and follow after them and hang out with them. Do not look for the people who are producing bad fruit, because they're going to be bad people. And stay away from them. Avoid them at all costs. Keep your boundaries from people who bear bad fruit. So your life is what you produce, not what you think, not what you claim, not your good intentions. If you have good intentions but you do bad things, that's bad fruit. And you might need to repent. You might need to get your life together. And then it says, the good person out of the good treasure of his or her heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. And you see this. You see this with some of these politicians and causes, and out of their heart they speak an abundance of evil. They speak anger. They speak lies. They accuse the church, they cast down Christians, they hate God, they hate righteousness, they pursue wicked ways of living. And they say, this wicked way of living is now the truth. This is the way that everyone should act. And they despise the Christian family, they despise pastors, they despise Christians. And they're just so angry and they want to promote this form of wickedness or that form of wickedness. And they want us all to follow after their path, and they want to make the paths of wickedness compulsory for everybody. And we look at that and we say, out of the abundance of their heart they are speaking. These are bad people. They have bad hearts. And we're not to let them prosper. We're to pray that their wicked works are cast down. But on the other hand, we see someone who speaks good, who speaks well of pastors in the church, who speaks well of Jesus, who speaks well of the commandments of Jesus Christ, who wants to see the Christian family prosper, who wants to see the ways of righteousness prosper. They are the people we should bless. Because out of the abundance of their heart they are speaking, and the abundance of their heart is good things. And out of that abundance of their heart, they are bringing forth all that God wants. And we're to bless the people who are blessing God. And let's go across to Matthew. We'll look at the parallel passage in Matthew. Wherever false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Let's try that again. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So you see, Jesus is talking about religious people who are prophesying and doing all these kinds of works. But in fact, they're wicked. They're workers of lawlessness. They're workers of iniquity. They are people who are bearing bad fruit despite all their religious claims. So that's why he's going back and saying, look at their fruit. Look at their lives. Look how they're working. Are they humble? Are they meek? Are they kind? Are they gentle? Are they lifting people up? Are they building orphanages? Are they kind to the poor and needy? Or are they just greedy? Are they flying around on jets and wanting more and more offering and say a tithe or a double tithe or a triple tithe and ripping off the people of God? So Jesus wants you to produce good fruit. And there's going to be a time when people are running around doing spiritual things and they're casting out demons and they're prophesying and they look like they've got the power of God. They look like they're doing many mighty works in your name. But in fact, they are false prophets doing false miracles in the end times. Now, quite a few weeks back, I did a series called Spiritual Discernment for Pastors. And there is a session on that series called False Miracles in the End Times that discusses this whole topic. And you can go to eternityradio.org. All these programs are put on eternityradio.org. So you go to eternityradio.org and look at the series there, Spiritual Discernment for Pastors, and go down there and look at the various things. And it discusses this whole problem of fake apostles, fake prophets, and so on. And you can be enlightened so that people who come to your church and do things, they might even do miracles, but they're full of wickedness. There are true miracles. Yes, I believe in true miracles. I do believe in speaking in tongues and prophecy and casting out of demons. I do believe in that. But some of the people are going to rip you off and you need to stay away from them. So be very careful and remember, Jesus says of them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, or you workers of lawlessness. So on Judgment Day, God will distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, and those whose lifestyles have been religious but wicked will be cast into the lake of fire. So don't be in the position where God can say to you, depart from me. You want to bear good fruit. You want to repent. You want to obey the commandments of Jesus Christ, and you want to be kind to other people. He then goes on talking about obedience in verse 46 of Luke 6, and it says this, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I'll show you what he's like. He's a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock, and when a flood comes, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. So if you're obeying the commandments of Jesus Christ, if you're loving, kind, meek, humble, of good character, wise, righteous person, then your life will be founded upon the rock, and that rock is Christ, and your life will be built on Jesus. And when all the disasters and stress of life comes, you will not be shaken, because the floods do come. I'm 66 now, and I've seen many disasters and things come and go, and God has brought me through them all, because my life has been founded on Jesus Christ. And so even though I've made quite a few mistakes in my life, God has seen me through and out the other side of that and has blessed me and has prospered my wife and I quite a bit. And so because our lives have been built on the commandments of Jesus Christ and not on the teachings of men and of women or of myths and legends, your life has to be based not on all the stuff that's on the news, but on the commandments of Jesus Christ. On the other hand, what happens? But the one who hears and does not do the commandments of Jesus Christ is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. So people hear God, they hear Jesus, and it goes straight through one ear and out the other. It flies over their heads. They don't want to obey the word of God. They want to know it. They want to learn about it. They listen to my lectures and my teaching and my preaching, but it never goes into their heart and from their heart into obedience. You have to actually obey God. Let's look at the parallel passage over in Matthew, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So Matthew just gives us a few more details about the houses, but essentially the same message. You've got to have a solid foundation. And your solid foundation, yes, it has to be a theological foundation. You need to know the word of God and prayer. But it also has to be a foundation of obedience. You have to do the commandments of Jesus Christ. And we have another series you can find on eternityradio.org, and it's called The One Another Commandments of Jesus Christ. It's quite a long series where we go through, step by step, all the commandments that Jesus has taught us. Love one another, encourage one another, rebuke one another, forgive one another, all the one another's in the New Testament. And you should go there and you should learn those commandments, because then your house will be built on a solid foundation of obeying Jesus. It's not just enough to think about Jesus. It's not just enough to feel good when you hear a spiritual song or a sermon. It's not just about thinking and feeling. It's about doing. You have to actually do and obey the commandments of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Your Christianity is measured by your actions. And what kind of actions should they be? They should be the actions we saw in the last broadcast. Love your one another. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who misuse you. Pray for those who abuse you. All those kind of actions, being generous, being kind, being merciful, they are the actions of the true Christian. So you've got to actually change the way you do things from doing the same things that the world does. That's only loving those who love them and so on and so forth. You've got to change the way you do things in the real world so that you are actually compassionate, not just in your thoughts or your feelings, but you're actually compassionate going out and helping someone who is lonely, who is starving, who is thirsty, who needs clothes. You need to go and do those things because then you're obeying the commandments of Jesus Christ. You see, being a Christian isn't just about turning up at the Bible study and filling in the notes from the Bible study, though that's very enjoyable as a Bible teacher. I love Bible study, but that's not the end of it. Once you've studied the Bible, once you've heard the commandments of Jesus Christ, you have to go out and live what Jesus is teaching you in your heart and your mind. You have to be a person who is kind, who is generous, who does not have a critical spirit that tears other people down. You have to be a person who has a great and generous and kind heart. Be like my wife, who is kind and generous and good. Do not be like a person who is critical, who is nasty, who is always spiritually judgmental of other people. Get rid of your rage. Walk in the graciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be generous in giving to the poor and giving to your church. Go and obey God. When you get up in the morning, be determined that you're actually going to obey God as you walk through each day in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your life has to be actually obedient in action to the commands of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you'll have a solid and good life. So let's just go over some of the things that Jesus has been teaching us in this session. The first thing that Jesus taught us in this section is don't be blind and don't follow blind people. Have your spiritual eyes open and follow other people whose spiritual eyes are open. The second thing is we have to be a good disciple. We have to be like our teacher. Our teacher is Jesus Christ. And we have to listen to his words. We're not above the Bible. We're not above the Holy Spirit. We have to submit to the Bible, and we have to submit to the Holy Spirit, and we have to let God teach us every step of the way. The next thing that we saw is about the speck and the log. We're not to be critical. We're not to have a critical and judgmental spirit. We're to first deal with ourselves, deal with our own bad attitudes, our own spiritual problems, pull them out of our eye, and then we'll be able to correct other people. Let's not rush around with some huge problems. We've got to wait until we've dealt with our own problems before we start teaching other people. The next thing he talks about is the good fruit and the bad fruit. The fruit tell us what the person's life is like. If the fruit is disorganized, chaotic, demonic, angry, whatever the fruit is, that shows us what the person is like. Look at their lives. Look at their actions. Don't just listen to their words or their personality or how they dress or the bling that they've got on them. That will trick you and deceive you. Look at their actions in their life. Take and look at them, and if they've got good actions, if they're kind, if they're compassionate, if they're consistently humble and meek, then listen to them. But if they are not, you might be dealing with a ravenous wolf. You might be dealing with a false teacher. So, a person's got a good heart, out of the abundance of their good heart, they will produce good things, and you can learn from them. But if their heart is wicked and it's saying bad and evil things, run a mile. Don't get dragged down into their bad and evil lifestyle. Do not be tricked by those even who can do miracles, but whose lifestyle is completely outside the commandments of Jesus Christ, and they are workers of iniquity. If someone prophesies, but in the middle of that prophecy, they tell you to commit adultery or to fornicate or to do wicked things or to worship idols, have nothing to do with that prophet. Finally, he talks about the foundation of our life, the deep foundation of our life. Our life should be founded on Christ and on his commandments and obeying the commandments of Jesus Christ. Your life will be solid when you obey Jesus. Your life will be shallow and it will be easily swept away if you refuse to obey Jesus. You can think about Jesus, you can feel about Jesus, you can have all nice emotions about Jesus, but your life will still be shallow and easily shaken unless you put his commandments into practice. And we know his commandments. They're in the Bible. And the main commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. You're to be a person of love. You're to love your enemies. You're to love those who persecute you. You're to bless those who annoy you. You're to have a good and kind spirit. Go and obey the commandments of Jesus Christ and you will be blessed. And your life will have a solid foundation that can withstand all the ups and downs of life. This passage in Luke chapter 6 is worth reading. Go, open your Bible, get your pens and notebooks, study Luke chapter 6, and it will bless you spiritually, because God is generous to those who are generous to God. This is John Edmiston signing off. God bless you all. And this is Insights for Eternity. If you want to find the programs that we're doing, they'll be at eternityradio.org. Eternityradio.org. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Eternity with Pastor John Edmiston. We hope that you have been blessed. May the Lord strengthen you as you do his work. If you want to contact John Edmiston, just send an email to johned@cybermissions.org. johned@cybermissions.org. May the peace of God be with you.